Father, we are just grateful for yet another day that you've given us to come together. We lift up your name, O God. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we exalt you. We just thank you, O God, for your faithfulness, your grace, and your mercy that you have extended towards us. As we come in prayer tonight, we know that we're not coming in our own name, but we're coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we're not coming in our own righteousness, but we come in His. And as we come, O God, as kings and priests before you, O God, we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we say, O God, tonight, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication. Holy Spirit, come, lead and guide our prayer, for you are the one who knows the mind and the will of God, what God has designed and what God has desired for this hour. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come, for your will to be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. And Father, we just want to pray for the men and women that are on the prayer line, even for those that will hear in time through various technologies. We pray, God, for an impartation of your anointing, an impartation of your Spirit to move upon them, O God, for them to be positioned correctly with what heaven is saying, and with what heaven is doing in this hour. We ask, O God, for your hand to be upon their lives, for your favor to manifest in greater ways that they have never deemed possible. Let your grace, O God, overwhelm and overshadow everything that they do. Let your favor, O God, be the emblem of their life, that the favor of God rests upon them. Father, anoint the works of their hands, that whatsoever they set their minds to do will not fail, but it will succeed in the name of Jesus. Let the works of their hands prosper. Whatever they devise to do, O God, that is in alignment with your kingdom, let it prosper in the name of Jesus. We call every gift that is inside of them to rise up to the forefront. We command the blessings of God that make originate no sorrow with them to come upon their lives. Let there be a greater manifestation of your presence, of your glory, and your provision in their lives. You said, O God, you will supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Release provision, O God. Manifest yourself to be the Jehovah Jireh that you are in their lives. Bring supernatural provision. Let the windows of heaven, O God, be continually open over them, that they may see the release of their daily bread into their lives. Let your word, O God, become their daily delight and their passion. Let your word and your understanding, O God, be the pursuit of their hearts, O God. Position them, O God, in a place of relationship like you had with David, where you can say, O God, their hearts are truly after you. I thank you, O God, that their prayers you hear, their prayers you consider, and their prayers you answer. I thank you, O God, for making a way where there seemed to be no way for them, for opening doors that they have been asking to have opened, for bringing into their lives opportunities, O God, for elevation and transformation. I give you praise and I give you glory, O God, for every relationship that they are involved in. You are the one who said you will perfect all that which concerns them. Perfect their relationships, O God, not only in terms of their homes, but even outside their homes. Perfect their relationships. Relationships concerning their sons and their daughters, we ask that you, God, you perfect. Marriages, O God, that they are involved in, even those that are involving their sons and their daughters, perfect, O God. Let there be a tangible manifestation of generational blessings in their bloodline, and may they be a proper transference of those generational blessings from one generation to another. And let those blessings, O God, be not lost. Let those blessings, O God, be made manifest in a greater way in the generations that are going to receive the blessings. I pray, O God, for a release of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding You said wisdom is the principal thing. Release wisdom in their lives, O God, in greater measure and greater significance. Let knowledge and understanding, O God, be the hallmark of their lives. In their coming and in their going, may the wisdom of God be known through them. May they be something that is always a differentiating factor in the midst of people. As they said concerning Daniel, that the spirit of the gods are with him. Let the spirit of God be with your sons and daughters here, O God, to establish a remarkable differentiating factor between them and the world. Let the love of God be shed abroad in their hearts in a greater way, that they have the capacity to be able to love even that which is deemed unlovable in the sight of man. Let the love of God overwhelm and overshadow everything that they do and everything that they are. May they indeed be the shining light. May they indeed be the living example of what the love of God looks like. Let them continually live, O God, under an open heaven with access to revelation, because wisdom is coming into their lives. We ask, O God, as we have done in the weeks that have gone by, for a release of the spirit of creativity to come upon your sons and your daughters, that they may be able to produce that which you have ordained for them to be released into the earth in this hour. I pray that, O God, if anybody needs healing here, you are the healer. You said healing is the children's bread. Release healing to their bodies, healing to their souls, O God, to their mind, to their will, and to their emotions. Bring healing. Father, those that need healing physically, O God, let physical healing take place right now in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that is impossible with you, O God. You are the one who brings strength to those that are weary. You straighten weary backs, O God. Do a wonder now in their body. We command the joints, O God, that have been giving them pain to be healed now in the name of Jesus. Those that have been carrying headaches, O God, we release the healing power, the healing flow, the healing virtue that flows from Emmanuel's vein. We say the healing balm of Gilead is moving and touching your body wherever there is a sickness, wherever there is a disease, wherever there is an infirmity. We command it to leave now in the name of Jesus, as the perfection of God settles in. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We speak to their muscles, be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Father, their tendons, we command them to be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Father, restore sight to those that don't see properly. Restore hearing to those that don't hear properly. God, do a creative miracle in their midst right now in the name, but it's above any other name. Father, those chest pains that they have been feeling, I command healing to come forth in the name of Jesus. Some that have been suffering with their throats, oh God, I command healing to go forth now. Let there be a soothing, God, that comes upon their thoughts, a soothing that comes upon their minds, upon their hearts, O God, to know that God is still in the miracle working business, that God, you still do the supernatural in our midst. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We glorify you for the dreams, the visions that you've given them, O God, that you have given them the grace, the strength, the power, and the willingness to be able to pursue. As they pursue, O God, may the doors that are associated with what you have laid upon their hearts, O God, continually open in greater measure and of greater significance. Father, we command business relationships to come together because it is demanded by the calling that you have placed upon their lives. As they are operating in wisdom and knowledge and in understanding, may they find favor with men wherever they go, because your hand, O God, is upon them, and your favor, O God, has been extended towards them. Father, I call forth for that thing that you placed within them when you declared that they shall be fruitful, they shall multiply, they shall increase, O God, that they shall take dominion. I call forth for that thing in them to rise up to the fore. I command it to come into activation. I command it to begin operating, O God, that they may be able to take possession of things you have given them dominion, authority, and power over, that they will be able to bring them into subjection, O God. They will be able to subdue. They will be able to cause them to work in their favor for your glory and for your glory alone. Let nothing resist, O God, that which you have placed inside of them to take dominion, authority, and power. God, give them kingdom strategies to be able to avail that which heaven has said is coming into their lives. Kingdom strategies to be able to manage what you are placing into their lives. Kingdom strategies to be able to open new areas of revenue, new areas of joy, new areas of strength, new areas of transformation in their lives. Release it now, O God, in the name of Jesus, as their gifts are being engaged, their callings are coming to the fore, O God. Strengthen them, God. Enlarge them. Bring them to a place of maturity, O God. You said, O God, those that are faithful with little will be trusted with much. God, bring them to a place of purity in their stewardship and their desire to do that which is pleasing before you, O God. Let that be the desire of their lives now, in the name of Jesus. I pray that, God, their ministries that they are starting, the ministries that they are involved in, are going to be enlarged, O God, because you are doing a wonder. Open up the heavens, O God, and rain righteousness upon their lives. May they not just be ministries in name, but ministries of significance that are literally transforming regions and nations, O God. Because of what you are doing, I ask for a grace to come upon them, a grace for revelation, a grace for insight, a grace for understanding of your scripture, a grace of understanding of your doctrines, a grace for understanding of your principles, O God, and divine mandates and assignments. I command that, God, to rise up within them, O God, that they operate in excellence in every area of their lives, that they continually exalt the word of God in its proper place, that they walk in the wisdom to know that the fear of the Lord is the commencement, the beginning of all wisdom. Give them the boldness, O God, to declare the word of God without any fear of retribution, to declare the truth of the gospel even when people do not receive it, O God. Their responsibility is for them to declare what heaven has revealed. God, bring an excitement in them about ministry. Rekindle the flames, rekindle the fire in them for the passion for souls, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that some have not been able to leave their geographical location, but God, physically they haven't been able to, but by the Spirit, bring them into nations, God, by the Spirit, O God. Cause them to travail for generations that they haven't even seen yet. caused them to travel for nations that they've never set foot in, O God. But their faces are that their faces are well known in those places, O God, because by your spirit they are travailing, and those that have eyes to see in the spirit are seeing the faces of the people that are travailing for the nations. I pray that God, as they travail, you are going to enlarge their ability to intercede. You are going to enlarge their capacity to conduct affairs in the realm of the heavens. As they begin to understand the protocol of engagement in the courts of heaven, O God, give them the boldness and the insight to know what must be asked for, to know what petitions must be made in the courts of heaven. And Father, give them the grace to be able to bring forth proper presentations and, Father, proper petitions in the courts of heaven, that whatever petition they bring, O God, there is going to be a desirable outcome, an outcome in their favor. And Father, I declare right now in the name of Jesus, God, that any sin debt that is in their life has been fully paid for by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, the enemy has no cause, the enemy has no room, the enemy has no right to bring about a false accusation based on a sin that has been covered by the blood of Jesus. God, we remove any restriction that has been set over them, oh God, any embargo that has been set in their lives because of iniquity and because of sin. Why? Because the blood of Jesus, oh God, has paid the debt in full that has been owed. Father, therefore, we ask for a release of the giftings of God upon their lives, the release of resources upon their life, the releases of the blessings of God upon their life, because all the debts have been fully paid for. Father, every accusation that has been brought against them, we ask for the courts of heaven to rule in their favor for your glory and for your glory alone. Give them the grace, O God. Give them the grace, O God, and the judgments, O God, that will allow them to walk through the doors of ministry that you have opened for your glory and for your glory alone. I pray, God, for an elevation of the prophetic in their lives, an elevation, O Karabandara, of spiritual engagement in the prophetic realm. Let the prophetic eye, God, be opened, that they may see as an eagle things that are at a distance, to see the things of God before they even appear. God, you said you will not do anything in the earth unless you have revealed it to your prophets. God, let them begin to see the movement, the movement of what is taking place in the heavens, of how you are moving assets from one place to another, how you are formalizing the strategy of engagement. Let them be able to see, O God. Let them see clearly, O God. Let them be not presumptuous in what they see, but let them have a proper understanding of what heaven is revealing. God, let them walk in patience to be able to know when to declare and when to be silent. God, I know you declared by your word that if we decree a thing, it shall be established for us. God, we want them to make decrees and declarations that are in alignment with your word. Not only in alignment with your word, but in alignment with the purposes and the plans of God for this season, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever they sow, whatever they have sown, I ask God for a hundredfold return. For they have sown in their tears for their bloodlines. Let there be a hundredfold return, O God, a result, an outcome, and a result that is in their favor for your glory and for your glory alone. Give them the grace, O God, to be able to come cancel some generational curses, O God, that have prolonged and persisted from the days of old. Give them the insight, O God, to know what must be done to address the things that have been ailing them, the things that have been affecting their sons and their daughters. Give the give them wisdom, O God, to know what must be done in a certain hour, like the sons of Issachar. I pray in the name that is above any other name, that God, you are opening up their eyes for them to be able to see. You declared by your word, O God, when you said, let he that has an eye to see what the Spirit is doing. I pray that God, tonight you are restoring sight, prophetic insight, prophetic foresight. You are restoring now, God, upon their lives as you speak to them, O God, through the visions of the night in their dreams, as you speak to them, O God, through visions of the day, O God. I pray that there is clarity in vision. I pray that, God, you are going to quicken a scripture that explains what they are seeing, God. Let them be clearly seers, O God, that see what heaven is doing, that see what heaven is saying, that they may be able to position the people, O God, that they are going to be ministering to. I pray, O God, for that tenacity and the desire to be like Habakkuk, to say, God, I will go to my place of watch. I will not leave until I have seen what the Lord has to say to me. I pray that, God, they have this determination rising up within them to say, I will not let go of the horns of the altar until I have seen God move. I will not let the horns of the altar go until God has changed what must be changed. That, God, they will tarry in the posture of prayer until you have moved and changed things, O God, that they will not leave the place of watch, O God, until God has performed that which he has promised in them, through them, and in the lives of their sons and their daughters. God, enlarge them, O God, enlarge their capacity to be able to go beyond their limited sphere of influence. But God, give them visions concerning nations. Give them visions concerning world leaders. Give them visions, O God, concerning the direction of the kingdom of God. Give them visions, O Rabasara Bakada. I pray that tonight God is expanding that which you thought you had influence over. God is expanding your area of influence. God is enlarging you like he did for Jabez. God is about to enlarge you. God is about to increase the print of your voice. God is about to increase the area of influence for your voice in the name that is above any other name. We seal this word of enlargement, of increase, O God, by the blood of Jesus, God. Let it not just be a word that is spoken on a prayer, but let it be a word, O God, that is going to grab a hold of every fiber of their being. That word is going to cause things to begin to happen. You declared by your word, O God, that your word shall not return to you void, but it will accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. Let this word, God, prosper in them. Let this word, God, prosper in them. Beginning tonight, O God, prophetic dreams. We release them. You declared, God, by the prophet Joel, that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said they shall be dreams, they shall be visions. We release them now for your glory and for your glory alone. God, as their eyes are being opened, prophetic direction for ministries, prophetic direction for families, prophetic direction for individuals is being released right now. Prepare the hearts of those to whom you are sending them to be able to receive them in the capacity that you are sending them out to be, that they may be able to receive, O God, an equivalent, O God, an equivalent reward, O God, for receiving them in the capacity that you are sending them to. I pray that, God, platforms are going to open in the name of Jesus. Places that they never thought they'll be able to step foot into, but they are gifts that you're placed inside of them are about to take them to those places. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a spirit of enlargement. There is a spirit of enlargement. There is a spirit of enlargement. And when the spirit of enlargement comes, there is usually going to be creativity, because you need to be able to be creative at a level to fulfill the capacity that God has raised you up to. That means there is going to be so much word in you. Somebody say hallelujah. There is going to be so much word in you, so much word in you, because the word of God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I pray that the hunger for God, the hunger for the word of God increases in your life with such ferocity in the name of Jesus. Let there be a deep hunger, a deeper desire to dig, to search through the scriptures. And as you begin to dig, to search deeper, God is going to reveal to you the mysteries that have been hidden. You are not going to pray from your own understanding, but you are going to pray as the Spirit of God brings revelation and understanding. Let your prayers now be prayers that are forceful. Let your prayers are, the word of God says, the prayers of the righteous avail much. You are not going to be standing in your own righteousness for your prayers to avail, but you are going to be standing in the righteousness of the one who died and rose again on the third day. You are standing in his righteousness as you begin to pray. Your prayers are not going to fall to the ground, because God has declared that the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In the name of Jesus, as you open up your mouth, let foundations of old be shaken. Let springs that have been shut begin to open. Let wells that have been dry begin to fill up with water. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a boldness, and sometimes you have to understand, I feel an echo in my spirit that God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap, because he is about to initiate a revival in the region that you are in, and God is presenting the challenge to you. I believe that over the next 24 hours, there is going to be an urgent call in your spirit to travail. It's a travail that is going to bring forth a revival in the region that you are in. It's going to be the spark. It's going to be the catalyst. It's going to be the initiator of what God is about to do in that region. It is going to be a travail that is beyond what you have known about travail, because God wants to birth something bigger and greater through you. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a travail that is painful. There is a travail that caused you to groan and mourn from depths you have never mourned and groaned before. But God is provoking that in you and through you. You are going to be like Hannah, to pray a prayer that is out of its time, but it is going to bring something from out of time into time to answer the reproach that you have been carrying. I pray, somebody say hallelujah. If it is you, it is you. You have been struggling, but God is making an announcement over your life that the struggle is over. God is making an announcement upon your life that the pain is coming to an end. God is making an announcement upon your life, because you are being enlarged. Things that used to bother you are no longer going to be bothering you at all, because you have matured, you have grown, you have ascended to a new place. Somebody say hallelujah for the ascension. Say hallelujah for the elevation. Say hallelujah for the enlargement, because of what God is about to do in in you and through you. You have to understand, because God is not playing a one-night stand. Somebody say hallelujah. God is not playing a one-night stand. God is going to take you through a process of enlarging you, increasing you. God's going to open up your ability to see, your ability to hear, your ability to operate in your giftings, your ability to operate in your callings, because God has to enlarge you. He has to increase you. Somebody say hallelujah. Where you are in your home, this is going to be your prayer for the next few days. Just get some oil, put some oil on your forehead, and just tell God, increase me, enlarge me, increase me, enlarge me, enlarge my capacity, enlarge my territory, because God is about to increase you. God is about to increase you. Oh, Rabandaraba Siria Bakadara Bandoro Shorabahai, Rebrandoro Rabashiki Arabahai. It's going to be greater, it's going to be overwhelming. A travail that you have never heard before, it's going to proceed from you, because this is a travail for a generation that the enemy has desired. But God is saying, I've been looking for a man to stand in the gap, or for a woman to stand in the gap, and God is saying, I have found you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the spirit of God, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. You see, there's an angel that came to visit Mary and say, Mary, this is what the Lord has said. You are going to carry the Messiah. You are going to carry your Lord and Savior. But Mary said, how can I be able to conceive, seeing that I have known no man? And the Spirit of God, the angel of God declared, the Spirit of God shall overshadow you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This impartation that I'm speaking about is not an impartation that comes because somebody has laid hands on you. It's not an impartation that comes because somebody has laid their coat on you. But this is an impartation that comes when the Spirit of God overshadows you. I declare that over the next 24 hours, there is going to be an overshadowing. Something is about to be birthed in your spirit. Something is about to be birthed, to be conceived in your spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. And when that thing is conceived in your spirit, you have to understand that a woman will carry a baby for 9 months in a womb before bringing the baby to birth. But I want to let you know, God, if God can birth a nation in one day, God can birth, can conceive and birth your ministry in one day. Somebody say hallelujah. God can conceive and give birth to your business in one day. It does not have to take long. Somebody say hallelujah, because that's where God is taking you. God is taking you. You are going to begin. I see prophetic streams opening. Prophetic streams opening. Prophetic streams opening. What do you mean by prophetic streams, Perkins? What I'm saying is, I see different levels of prophetic insight opening. Rebronda bakarai korosha rabanderia karabasi them opening. Rebronda rabakarai korosha bandarabahaya. Rebrondo korabake de siya karabandoro shodabakiriya. They are opening, they are opening, they are opening. And God is preparing you to be able to engage with them at the level that is opening them. All I can just say is, baby, don't wait. Just jump in. Don't wait. Just jump in. Connect with the prophetic stream that God is opening for you. Connect with the prophetic stream that God is familiarizing you with, because through that prophetic stream, there are many things that are going to come, many things that are going to be confirmed in your life. And I declare, it's not coming because man has laid hands on you or because man has prophesied over you, but it is coming because the Spirit of God has overshadowed you. Somebody say hallelujah. Because what God is about to do now cannot be ascribed to the glory of man or the the working of man. It is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God that this thing is going to be conceived in you and through you. Next, you have to understand the Word of God declares that there is no respecter of persons with God. There is no respecter of persons with God. Mary was young. She says, I do not know how can this be. But she finally, after having heard what the angel said, she said, it be done unto me according to thy word. It's not about how old you are or how young you are. It's about coming into agreement with the Spirit of God and say, God, be it done unto me according to the word that you have declared. Glory, 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 glory to our Father in heaven. I declare and I decree that you are going to begin hearing at frequencies you have never heard before. God has been speaking all along, but you've not been able to hear. I pray that God will open up your ears tonight, that you are going to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying. Ah, Rabandara, the Word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As your ears are being opened, the Word of God is penetrating your innermost man. The Word of God is strengthening your inner man. The Word of God is building up faith in your inner man. The Word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. God is building up a faith in you that is pleasing unto him. God is imparting to you his faith. Somebody say hallelujah. When you receive the faith of God, you are going to believe even for that impossible. Those things that you believe are not going to stay in the metaphysical realm. They are not going to stay as mentations. They are not going to stay as thoughts. But there is going to be a tangible manifestation of that thought. You are going to be able to have the capacity to pull things from the realm of the spirit into manifestation in the natural realm. You are going to be able to see with such great precision. You are going to be able to hear with such great precision because of what God is going to do in you and through you. I declare and I decree that God has brought you into a prophetic calendar now. He has brought you into a prophetic cycle now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name, God, for what you're showing. I bless your name for what you are revealing. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a great move of the Spirit right now. Wherever you are, the atmosphere is changing. God is depositing things in you. God is depositing things in you. The things that God is depositing in you may not make sense at the moment, but the critical factor is they have been placed in you. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel like a preacher rising up in my spirit. See, Mary, you don't understand what has been placed in you, but it's going to take for you to make a journey to go to see Elizabeth. And when you get to Elizabeth, she's going to confirm, affirm, and reaffirm what God has done in you. I pray that is whatever God is conceiving you, you are going to get into a place where you are going to find your Elizabeth, and everything that has been conceived in you is going to make sense. Somebody say hallelujah. I call forth for those books that has been placed in you, the songs that have been birthed in you, conceived in you. I command them to come up now. The businesses that God has placed in your spirit, may God be able to build your inner man. May God be able to build your soul, to be able to interact and engage with what God has deposited in your spirit, that you have the capacity now to move it from that realm of your soul into the physical realm. That means you're going to have to be able to get the resources that are required. Remember, God owns a kettle on 1,000 hills. All the silver is his, and all the gold is his, the earth and the fullness thereof, even they that dwell therein, they belong to God. God possesses all the wealth in the world, and God is going to release some of them into your life because you have to fulfill your mandate. You have to fulfill your assignment. Relationships are coming because of what God wants to do in you and through you. You are going to be an effective ambassador of the kingdom of God. You are going to move with such power and dexterity. Many are going to be confounded. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Our tendency as men is sometimes to naturally try to find a spiritual genealogy to explain where somebody is coming coming from to explain the origin of somebody, but the word of God declares specifically that there was a man, his name was Melchizedek, and he had no father, he had no mother, he had no beginning. There are some of you that are rising, they cannot trust the level of anointing in your life to any man, but it's coming on you because the Spirit of God is overshadowing you. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to tell somebody that you have been on an Elisha journey for the past several years. You have been on an Elisha journey for the past several years. You have been called by God, but you haven't walked in the fullness of that which God has called you into. You are the one who has been pouring out the water on the prophet's hands. You are the one who has been going and serving the prophet, but God is saying your time has come. You are not going to move yourself from behind the scenes, but God is going to do whatever it takes. He knows the perfect timing, and God is saying the timing is at hand, and he is going to move you. He's about to move you. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Drosra barandere kiados de bretia karabandiste ia bakara, in the name of Jesus. And there's somebody that God is restoring your heart tonight. He's restoring your heart tonight. Healing, O God, tonight. Healing, O God, tonight. Healing, O God, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let the root of bitterness come out in the name of Jesus. The anger and the resentment, we command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to remind somebody here tonight, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You are not going to lose your mind. You are not going to be afraid, because God has not given you the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, rise up in strength, rise up in the boldness of God. You are afraid of disappointments, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. You will not be disappointed. The Lord will not allow your name to come to shame. In the name of Jesus, all I can tell you is arise, your day has come. Arise, your day has come. I don't know if somebody on the prayer line here, I don't know, I'm just going to just throw this out here because I saw the numbers, but they've been bothering me. I've been trying to see if I can work them in my head and trying to see, but I'm going to say it's somebody who, for in whose life, 2015 is a significant year. 2015 is a significant year. And that year, basically, it was a year for you where you began to do something that you'd never done before. And what I can see is, I see a business or a business entity. I don't know if it's fully functional or not, but it has to do with the number 2015. In the name of Jesus. And this is what I saw. The Lord didn't really show me much, but the 2015 was literally rising up as a golden shield. So I don't know who that is for, but I just thought I would just speak it in the atmosphere, just release it. If it is not for anybody on the prayer line, there is somebody for whom that number is plays a significant role in their life, or that year was a year of great significance. So I say, whoever you are, may the Lord now bring the wealth and the riches that were initiated in 2015 in your life. May God bring them now from the natural, from the spirit realm into the natural realm. May the wealth that was sanctioned for your life in 2015 begin to manifest now. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For your glory, O God, we declare that it is so, it is so, it is so. The transference of wealth has begun. The transference of wealth has begun. In your life, it was sanctioned in 2015. That's what I see. So, Father, whoever it is for, whoever it is for, do a wonder and do a work. Do a wonder and do a work. And bring them, O God, to that which you promised in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for such tremendous men and women of God who have given their lives, O God, to say, for God we live and for God we die. I thank you, O God, for men and women that are completely sold out to the kingdom. They are not ashamed of picking up a lamentation even for their enemies. But, oh God, there is a greater reward that is in heaven. I want to say a few things here tonight and I'll conclude. But if one of the things that I want to say is this, the value system that heaven uses is different from the value system that man uses. Somebody say amen. The value system that heaven uses or heaven employs is different from the system of value or the system of ascertaining value or establishing value in your life as it is done in the earth. It is different. See, in the earth, your value is based on what you have achieved. It's based on what you have attained in terms of your career, in terms of your education, your financial or economic position, political positioning. They try to define who you are and place a value based on those achievements. But God doesn't set your value based on that. In fact, God does not wait for you to achieve before you can set a value in your life. God already made an open declaration of how valuable you are and how much you are worth. You are worth the blood of Jesus. You are worth the blood of Jesus. And that value that was placed on you was not placed on you because you look good. It wasn't placed on you because you are anointed. It wasn't placed on you because you have a beautiful name, you have a beautiful heritage. But that was put on you before you were even born. That value was set before you were even born. That's how valuable you are. So heaven is moving things, shifting things, changing things, so that your value in the earth is properly aligned with the value that was ascertained by God before the foundations of the world. Bearing in mind that your God does not look at the outward appearance, but He looks at the heart. Hallelujah. So your value, we can safely say, your value is based in the earth. It should be based on what you believe. All I want to let you know, the Word of God says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. May that be the call of your life, the positioning of your life. That word, may it be a word of greater significance in you, in the lives of your sons and your daughters, and in everything that you do. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to read some verses. I know I haven't read any verses, but I want to read Psalm 116, that where we'll be, and we'll end with that. Psalm 116, I'm reading from the King James Version. Psalm 116 from the King James Version. It opens up by saying, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, O men are liars. But what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't really have to explain that, and I am going to read one more verse for you, Numbers chapter number 6. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Numbers 4, verse number 24 to verse number 26. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen.